321. It's Chris Gardner speaking with Carolyn Jenkins. We're both supposed to hear at halftime at Hawthorne Pavilion of the University of Houston Tulsa game. Right now, the halftime score is 35, Houston, Tulsa 18. But I want to talk to Coach about the WNBA and the Minnesota Lynx. So, first off, where is Minnesota picking in the 2007 senior draft?
Well, currently we have number 4 pick in the first round, and then 15 and 24 in the second round. So we've got some fairly high picks, and we've got a lot of players still yet to evaluate in person, so we're all making rounds trying to see what's out there.
Now, with Charlotte being dispersed, has that affected how the first round counts? Is it now just 13 teams in the first round?
That is correct. And since Charlotte was picking behind us in the first round, it didn't affect our pick per se, but it did affect our second round picks. So we moved up a slot from 16 to 15. So it's going to be interesting. It's going to be a very competitive draft. The combine is going to be very important for a lot of the players to display their skills. And so it's with only 13 teams now, there's going to be obviously a limited amount of spots available this year in rosters.
Now, in your opinion, what do you feel that the Lynx is lacking or needs to improve for the upcoming WNBA season?
Well, I think there's a couple of things. And, with the Charlotte dispersal, we were able to pick up a veteran all-star post player in Tangela Smith, which was a great pickup for us. And also considering that one of our post players is going to, from last couple of years, is going to miss this season, Vanessa Hayden, because of pregnancy. So that was a big pickup for us. And obviously, we're going to need her to do what she has been doing in the WNBA for the last 9 years. We also need to get quicker on the perimeter. A big part of that will be obviously the health of Chandi Jones, and hopefully she'll be able to come in for us this year and play a full 34 games and stay healthy. But along with that, we want to get quicker, and we want to be able to become a better rebounding team too. So we're looking at players to come in and kind of fill that void for us.
Now give me your initial impressions. We're roughly about the halfway point of the college season.
Mm-hmm.
What's your take on how much talent or how deep could this draft be?
You know, I think this year's draft is about finding a specialty. I think in the last year's draft, especially at the top of the draft, when you had someone of Simone Augustus and Cappy Pondexter, you had two really quality, great all-around players that will come in and make an immediate impact. I think this year, especially, like I said, with the one less team being in the league, you're going to have players who are going to be picked just based on the team that's picking at that point and what their need may be. So I think that you've got some great power forwards out there, some post players out there. You've got a couple of great point guards coming out with Ivory Latta and Lindsey Harding. So there could be some key pickups in that position. So the first round especially, I think the teams are really going to get some players that are going to come in and be able to contribute right away.
Now, do you have any gut feeling on whether there's going to be a lot of trade or anything like that in the draft?
In terms of the draft itself, I'm not quite sure. We just started really the free agency season, so what happens in the free agency season, I believe, will determine what will happen in the draft, or whether or not teams will make trades in terms of picking up veteran players, and along with that maybe some draft picks and moving up and down. But I really feel like this year there probably will be less movement in the draft than maybe has been in the past, simply because I think once the free agency period ends or gets closer to training camp or to the draft, then I think there will be a lot more stability in the draft.
Well, let's focus on free agency. Teams can begin signing players on February 1st.
Correct.
So what is the breakdown in terms of free agency for the Lynx, in terms of how many players you have, unrestricted, restricted, core players, things like that?
Well, we have one core player, Svetlana Vrosimova, and she was our only free agent that we needed to make a decision on. And there's still, obviously, you can core a player, but there's still some negotiation to go on in terms of what her actual contract will be, and so that remains to be seen. But we are actively pursuing some free agents, as are all the teams, and talking to free agents because everyone's trying to get better, and especially where we ended up last season. Obviously, we feel like we need to make an improvement and bring in, I think, some experience is probably the biggest thing that we look for in the free agent, simply because we were the youngest team in the league last year. And so You know, it's still, we just started to talk to free agents January 15th, and so we still have a long ways to go, and you can sign all the way up until, obviously, training camp starts. So that's going to be a huge process for us, and we're being aggressive in the market.
Now, I guess in terms of salary cap room, do you guys have a lot of room to be major players, or just you got enough room to get one goal from one specific need?
Well, I think especially with the dispersal draft and where we are right now, we did get some limitations in terms of where we are salary cap rise as of now. But like I said, there's always things that could go on that could affect that. But we, like I said, we'll be very aggressive, and we intend to pursue whatever free agents we feel that will help fill the void on our team. So that won't deter us really from being active in the market.
And one last question. Mm-hmm. Where are your players? I mean, how many of them are still in the state? How many are overseas?
We've got, let's see, Tandy Jones is here in the state this offseason working out and getting stronger, which is good for her. Tamika Williams is an assistant coach at Ohio State University, so she's here in the state. Amber Jacobs went over and played in Italy before Christmas, came home for Christmas, and is now working out here, so she's back from being overseas. Adrian Williams is at home in Phoenix working out, getting ready for the season. And Shona Thornburn is up in Minnesota doing some appearances and working out. The rest of our players, Coach Dearden just went over, just got back from visiting overseas. We have actually three players who are playing in the Russian League right now, Svetlana Brosimova, Simone Augustus, and Nuria Martinez are actually playing on the same team over there. Kristen Van is playing in Turkey. Nicole Olde is currently playing in Spain. And Angela Smith is also playing in Turkey. So they're pretty much spread out all over the world right now. But the ones that are healthy enough to be playing and getting a lot of experience are going to be the better for it.
Thank you very much, Coach Carolyn Jenkins, assistant coach with Minnesota Lynx.